Hello, this is Bridget Rao with Divine Essentials. Alright, this is the Starseed Shaman Podcast, and I am here. I had planned on recording before now, but I was also trying to keep up with other things and not overdo or not, you know, not be able to sleep and things like that, which sometimes happens. If I'm not like, hey, you need to like rest, you need to do normal things, because I'm not normal. But I was just looking at something that reminded me of things, and I feel like people are so quick to assume, or they're so quick to jump onto the bandwagon, they're so quick to, you know, be like, oh no, blah, 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 whatever the hell it is that they are being pushed or fed in regards to other people and other things that they're not there for, they're not present for the creation of, or like, you know, all the details behind, but they have like no problem jumping on in there and making some decision based off of the little tiny details that they have. And I've been paying attention to some of the stuff. It sometimes I feel like I don't really need to pay attention to some of the stuff to see when that's taking place. Like, it's like clear. I'm like not interested enough to go deeper diving into figuring out what is the big thing behind all of it. But I can usually see that taking place a lot of times, like with our people who are, you know, celebrities or whatever. It's like obviously we're being fed a narrative, which we've seen, you know, clear evidence of that, like, whatever people say on TV or in a show or in an interview or wherever, it's like, you know, they highlight the best controversial part of it that's going to be, like, gaining the most traction of views or response from the masses. So keep that in mind when you look at stuff, see stuff, make your judgments against stuff, because a lot of times you're falling right into where people wanted people to go. And instead of doing that, like, that's like the awakening, you know, like when we're spiritually awakening, we're becoming aware, of all of that. So if you find somebody around you, you know, with a strong opinion against something that you feel like deep within is probably being misconstrued or whatever, you know, try to help people to realize, like, hey, this is exactly how they want you to feel. This is exactly why they did that, to get a reaction, to get people to pay attention, to get you fired up. And they don't care who they take in the meantime down, like whose life they destroy or how bad it gets. But I've been seeing things with, like, what's this, Kanye West, right? Kanye West. Like, I'm not like a big Kanye West fan. I'm not somebody that pays a whole lot of attention to all of what he does and what he says and all of that. But I can tell by the little times that I have seen of him, where it's like him speaking, you know, and talking and conversing back and forth with others, that he's not like a loony bin, you know what I mean? He may be different, but he's not gone. He's not like Gonzo. People who are, usually you can see it in their eyes. You can tell, like, there's just something that's not present in that person. And that's not what I see with him. What I see with him is somebody that has opinions that are very strong, and he has no problem vocalizing them. And usually that causes others to be like, oh, no, oh, he's bad. You know, and they take it out of context, too. Like, the thing I just saw was him talking, and when he had said slavery is a choice, he didn't mean, you know, the people who were taken forcefully and put into slavery that struggled in that way. He meant, like, putting yourself into financial places where it's like you're now a slave to this contract because you make money for these people. And if you're in that contract, you're going to stay, you know, under the expectations of whoever. And a lot of people end up in those places and they don't know that there's, like, resources or ways out of stuff. So the way that he's been behaving, you know, or the way that things have been portrayed have been blown out of proportion for just in that general sense of that one comment. Everybody, oh no, but so he didn't mean it in the way that people want you to think that he meant it. But again, people have cognitive dissonance. So whatever the first thing you took in about that, somebody else reported that news to you, that he said that, and he meant what you, you know, might take away from that first initial, oh, he, what? It's not, obviously not a choice of somebody, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, if somebody does whatever, but it is a choice if you decide to, you know, allow your circumstances in a different way, not physically being forced into something. But in the same expression, right, like what was going on, he says that they took him and forcefully made him take medicine because they were like, oh, you're bipolar. Here, we're going to put you on this medicine and, you know, sedate you or whatever. And I see a lot of comments from people, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't force somebody. Oh, yes, they motherfucking will. Oh, yes, they will. You think that they won't? I've been forcefully shot in the ass with a fucking thing to knock you out like an elephant tranquilizer, boom, slow motion land, you go out. And that was because of craziness that was happening. I was so pissed off because my mom had been, you know, she'd been taking money out of the bank account that her and my stepdad had had. But the problem is, she was writing checks to me in my name and, like, having me go cash the checks. And so when he finally figured out that, like, you know, money was missing and he went to look into it, all the checks were to Bridget. So he assumed, you know, what anybody would. And I assumed, because of what she had been saying, that it was fine, no big deal, here you go, go get it. Take it out, and da-da-da. But when the shit hit the fan, she decided to, like, turn on me and make me look like the only one involved in it to save her own ass, and then forced me in, like, got me in trouble with my probation people. It was a big, huge thing that ended up being that I could, like, get... I don't know, like, it was crazy. There was so much shit going on at the time, but I ended up going to, like, a hospital to get brought into, like, a place to go for detox. But the problem is, I had also been so freaking pissed off and crazily upset that I had, you know, like, wanted to kill myself, you know, said these things. And when you say that, like, if you say anything, it gets taken, and they don't like take it lightly. They put me into a room where I couldn't access anything. Like, these metal sheets come down, so you can't touch anything in the room, anything that has a cord, anything that you could possibly hurt yourself with. All of that stuff gets, like, covered up. You get locked into a room in the hospital by yourself. They have, like, a little John thing that, like, you can use for the potty, like, in the room with you. It's like a fake toilet. And then they just leave you there until they're going to escort you somewhere else. So I was in the South Shore Hospital. And then I remember when I was in there, I got some guy. There was a guy, like a candy striper dude. I stood at the window of the door because the door had an all glass window so everybody could see me. So I didn't want to use the bathroom in there. But I got this guy to let me out. And I took my thing. I had an Ativan drip, like one of those wheelie things that you have with the bag on it hooked up to me. Took that, went for a walk. I ended up outside and they were like the security guards were like, we've got her, we found her. I'm like, oh no. Brought me back to that room, put me back in. The Ativan was like, it's like a medicine for sleeping, kind of. Like, it makes you sleepy. So I was all loopy. So then an ambulance came, and they brought me up to the Wyndham Memorial Hospital in Boston, where they do dual diagnosis. And when I got there, I don't know why, but, like, I just got wicked pissed off. I think I talked to my dad on the phone, on the payphone there, And I started flipping out because whatever, like, he just has a way of fucking pissing me off. He says things in a way, like, just, like, what you don't need to fucking hear at that time. It's like, can you just, like, not be this way? Like, clearly, yeah, whatever was going on wasn't the best stuff to be going on to begin with. But when the person that is supposed to be, like, your protector, your mother, your whatever, not only lies to you, and, like, then, like, fucking throws you under the boat, and then you end up, like, forcefully put into places, and you're treated like a mental insane person, it starts to add up, and he's like, well, you know, whatever he said set me off, and I started, like, slamming the phone on the thing, and all I know is I got a shot in the butt. I don't even remember them coming to touch me. It's all a blur, but I know that that's what happened, is that I got sedated, knocked out, woke up much later in my room, and that's where I stayed for a while. I had to, like, you learn quickly, like, okay, this is a fucked up place. Like, there was one other person in the room with me. She was same thing, dual diagnosis, somebody that she had slit her wrist, so both of her wrists are bandaged. And she was also coming off of heroin. And then there was a guy in there who had, like, a rope burn all over his neck because he had tried to hang himself. You know, there was a lot of that in there. So it was like, holy fuck, like, scary place. You would go to meetings and you would have to, like, you know, talk in these groups of things. So I quickly caught on to, like, what was going on, what the right things were to do and not do and say and not say and whatever. And, you know, then you finally get to that place where they're like, okay, you are okay. You can be released back out to your own thing. And they let you go. But if you don't do what they want you to do or behave in the way they want you to behave, you don't say the right things, like, you know what? There are people in the world that think about killing themselves. There are people in the world that are depressed or not happy. Does that mean that we should be fucking shooting them in the ass with a tranquilizer and putting them into a room that they don't want to be in and, like, forcefully making them whatever until they appease you with what you want? No, that's not the right way to go about making people want to live, first of all. But second of all, you know, when you see that type of stuff, when somebody says they forced me or they did something, don't just doubt it and be like, oh, they don't do that, or think that you're above it or beyond it, because if you say the wrong thing at the wrong time or somebody wants you to be, you know, screwed over, they will screw you over. And there's many very manipulative ways that things can happen to people that are like, whoa, like, you wouldn't expect it to be the reality that is, but it is. And when he, you know, you see this stuff coming up with him, people are bringing up Dave Chappelle. Like, you know, he seemed to just, like, disappear in the past, right? Like, Dave Chappelle was a funny guy, everybody loved him, oh my god, haha. But then he kind of just, like, disappeared. He had the same type of shit go on that, you know, Kanye is kind of dealing with. But the problem is, he didn't do what Kanye has done. He's not speaking up. He's not putting out, you know, things against it. He kind of just waited things out. And, you know, he would subtly mention things here and there. And there's quotes of him saying stuff. But, you know, there's a way that people deal with stuff. And then there's the way that other people deal with stuff. And just because, you know, people don't know it themselves or they haven't lived it themselves doesn't mean it doesn't happen or that it's not possible or that he's just crazy. I don't think he's crazy. I know he does some weird shit or he says some weird shit. He gets a lot of attention, which is part of what I think he does is smart marketing. You know, he's like, he's using people's logic, like the media's logic against them or in his own benefit, like, you know, getting himself out of contracts he doesn't want to be in, getting himself, you know, noticed so that people hear what he's talking about, whether or not, you know, he's pissing people off or making people feel a certain way. We do live in a time now where it seems everybody's offended by something. And when I grew up, it wasn't really like that. It was like, yeah, there was shit on the world that sucked and there was things that happened at different times that weren't great. But it's already been and done and over. So when we keep bringing these things back up and rehashing it and looking at it, there's going to be opinions that come up. There's going to be feelings that come up. There's going to be things that people, you know, get connected to on deeper levels. And some people feel certain ways about stuff and other. And I feel like we've all, wherever you're from, whoever you are, whatever you've got inside of you, like whether you're white, black, Native American, whatever you are, man or woman, there's been bad shit for everybody at different times. You know, there's been slavery within different cultures. There's been genocide within different cultures. There's been, you know, the minority of women, just in general, which used to be the opposite, like not the opposite, but it used to be balanced. It used to be like, oh wow, like, hey, without this thing here, we cannot have more of us. So let's treat this thing nicely. Let's respect. And that's all it really should be across the board. But people get caught up on what already happened, feeling a victim of what already happened. You're not going to ever not be that. You're still going to feel that way about it. So you can't get anywhere further from it. It's like, okay, we can't go back to get the apologies from the people who did what they've done at different times in history. Like, we can't go back and make the wrongs right. We can't do that. But what we can do is go forward and try to make a right out of where we are and overcome some of the things that have happened and become better because of what's happened. Like, we know we shouldn't do that to each other. We shouldn't put anybody into positions that they don't really want to be in. We shouldn't force people to do things that they don't want to do. Money should not be as freaking significant as it is, because that seems to be like the root of all problems for many people, is that they're so focused on getting money, which there's different reasons for it. There's some people want it for power. Some people want it just to survive. Some people feel like more valuable within themselves, and some people feel like, you know, it depends on where you are on the spectrum within it, but there's a lot of influence because of it, and it's really not the right thing that people should be, you know, finding that from. Like, we shouldn't be feeling more confident because of our numbers in our bank account. You know, value within ourselves or value for other people shouldn't matter with that type of shit. If somebody's a horrible piece of poop to everybody they know and just hurts everybody they know and takes advantage of everybody they know, cheats and lies and steals and manipulates and just does horrible shit, but they have millions of dollars, does that excuse that? A lot of times, yeah, they end up getting away with shit, or people, you know, turn their head and they get paid off for stuff because of how much value people have placed on fake shit that doesn't even really amount to anything. So basically, I feel like the whole reason of even bringing that up and talking about any of it is just to bring awareness to people, let them know, like, that shit does happen. You will be surprised sometimes to find out, like, no, he's not lying. Like, they probably did shoot him in the butt with something to get him to shut up because they don't like what he's doing, which you can see clearly. Like, you know, he went from being, you know, oh, everybody's cool with you, and you know, he's married to the Kardashian shit going on, and now it's like, you know, crickets for that situation. And people say now you get like canceled. Oh, you're gonna get canceled. Like, my sister came here the other day, told me that something that he was doing, that talking about like Hitler or something, I don't know. I'm sure it was probably not the best stuff to say. It may have been taken out of context. I don't even know. I've not looked into it. I just am basing it off of that one thing that I just saw now, where he was having a interview with Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan was like, you didn't mean this, you meant that, right? And he's like, yes. And I've seen him in an interview with a news reporter where he was like having a full-on logical, like, sane conversation with somebody back and forth, and you know, you could tell, like, he's not, sometimes he says stuff just to be stupid. Like, he said something like, or they'll see me, like, like, I'll see them and they'll see me. And he was like, in the cut, it got cut out, but like they showed the clip of him being like, I don't even know what that means. I'm just fucking around. Like, he's just one of those people that jokes around. He's sarcastic. He has, like, you know, weird shit that just comes to mind and he spits it out. Sometimes that gets you into trouble because not everybody gets it or knows that it's a joke, or the unfortunate times where even if they do know that, they use it against you just because they can. So be careful what you find yourself getting, like, you know, worked up about, or, you know, feel people out. Like, obviously, people could take what I just said and turn that into something like, oh, well, she doesn't know because she's this or she's a that, or she hasn't had to do this or she hasn't had to do that, or she's coming from the blah, 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 blah. Okay, and that may be true, but I think most people would be able to know if they've, you know, connected to me at any point or seen how I am or, like, how I do what I do. It'd probably know, like, if I did offend anybody at any time with anything I've done or said, it's not an intentional thing to do. I'm not trying to cause problems. If anything, I've been trying to help people to, you know, find solutions to those issues that may be within them on some level. But even that is a touchy, it's hard to be a healer, it's hard to do this work, you know, you don't want to upset people. Like last night was a perfect example. I did the live for the Bridget Rao channel where the members go get their private reading while I'm live. And one of the members has recently lost the person that they were connected to for like a twin flame connection. The person passed away. Whenever that is involved, like somebody has passed away on the other side, like it's kind of like becomes more mediumship than it is like, you know, just getting a message from the consciousness of a person or a being that's here. That becomes a touchy place. Like, you don't want to say the wrong thing, you don't want to think the wrong, like, not think the wrong, but basically you just don't want to shoot from the mouth something that could be like taken the wrong way or not realized or I don't know, just misconstrued, basically misunderstood. And it's a very touchy thing because people are usually in a heightened place with their emotions when that type of stuff happens, because it's so final for the physical realm that we're so used to. It causes people to get more hurt or more sensitive. So pulling out cards, you know, you almost hesitate. You don't want to, you're like, I don't know if I should I say what this one says? Like, I was guided to my lyricism deck, which is like songs. And the lyrics that I pulled out, because she was like, you know, if there's any messages from them, I don't know how that works. But when this whole thing hit, right, when this person passed, it was the same week that I was having my crazy, like, stuff go on with spirit showing up here physically, like manifesting in the camera and people seeing the orbs and the fairy thing that came and the lights that were communicating and just like nonstop chaos, craziness. So I was like, I'm just gonna go insane here, I guess. But that happened during the same time that this person had passed away. He had a car accident, and I ended up writing a letter to her from him when that happened, because I can still get messages from people on the other side. I just usually don't like broadcast that or you know, promote it or talk about it a lot, because it's not like my main thing, and I don't usually, you know, do that. The first time I ever tried to do mediumship, it was very, it's one of those things that's like you feel the pain of the people who passed. You feel the pain of the people who are here without them. It's an emotional thing. And again, like I said, it's just uncomfortable because you don't want to say the wrong thing or whatever. So like, because of my way that I grew up without, like, you know, people showing me how to like communicate feelings and be in a way that I feel confident now to be like, oh, this is a totally easy thing to talk about and say or whatever, I've kind of stayed away from it because I just don't want to cause anybody any more grief when they're already in grief. But I did, you know, write the letter for her because I could feel that it wanted to be written, and I also, you know, she's a very, very much more closer person than most people in my community. I talk to her regularly. She's, you know, always there for anything I do. She's been there for everything I do for a while. So I wanted to be able to, you know, give back to her. But, you know, the messages came through very clearly. And then, like, last night, I was like, I'm not sure which deck to pull from, you know, to get related, relevant messages. But for some reason, I felt pulled to the lyricism. And the cards that came out were like, oh my god. Like, the first one I think was like, I'm sorry I never told you all I wanted to say. And then there was other ones that were basically like, were just confirming, you know, like if somebody passed away, it was basically like, okay, these are the things that they would probably want to say to you, you know. So the messages come, no matter what, who you are, how you are, what you are. If you are, you know, with the right intention and the right energy, and you trust and allow for it to come without any big blocks or whatever, it will come through. But there's always room, there's always space to offend people. There's always room, there's always space to say the wrong thing or do the right thing. It depends on who it is and how you are, and you know, what is meant to happen too, because sometimes we're meant to go through shit that pisses us off, hurts us, or whatever. And like that whole situation where I went through that craziness, you know, it was a heightened thing because of the being like, you know, addicted to drugs and whatever. But the reason why I was so pissed off was more so just because of like her making me look like the bad guy. I remember getting into a fight with her in my room, and I was trying to like be like, why are you doing this? Like, you know, you're the one that did it. And she like came after me to attack me, and my stepdad came running up the stairs and attacked me to defend her. But at the same time, would not listen to the concept of like, hey, I didn't write those. She did. She already knew that this was a thing happening. She's just pretending right now that she doesn't know because you found out. But he wouldn't even like entertain listening to the truth. And that was pissing me off more than anything, because it was like, what the fuck? Then come to find out, later, like years later, I found out that the money that was in there that she was stealing from the account for all of this shit was the money that came from my dad's foreclosure thing for my back child support that she like filed and did against him, even though there really wasn't owed money. It was like he just never did it through the DOR, so there was no record of her getting it all the times that she did. And like they had like their own little verbal agreements and shit. But she took advantage of the fact that the house was being foreclosed on, got a $65,000 check, put it into the bag, and then proceeded to do what she did with it. And like, and I'm like thinking, you know, what? Like, it wasn't even, like, you wouldn't have even had that if I didn't exist, if I wasn't alive. Like, that wouldn't even exist, okay? So you're mad because of what? And so when I found out, I tried to say something to her. It was when I worked for PetSmart or Petco. I think it was Petco. I don't know. I worked there as a manager, and I, like, you know, came home to talk to her about it. And she was just shut me down. I don't want to talk about it. And that was it. We never got to talk about it. Never got to bring it up. Never got to get, hey, I'm sorry. Or, hey, yeah, that was really fucked up of me to do to you. Like, send you off, you know, get sedated, locked into places, traveled around like you're an insane person. Now that's always on my medical record. Like, you know, got me in trouble with court. Intentionally, just so like you could send me the fuck out of here. And yeah, so when you hear stuff like that, don't always assume people are exaggerating or making it up, and be careful who you, you know, let in on any level, because you could say the wrong thing and end up in a bad position just because you, you know, maybe kid around or joke or mention, oh, I wish I could just die, you know, like not really seriously saying it, but if somebody wants to get rid of you for a little while, they may take that as their opportunity to do so. And they will lock you up. And then they have things that are like 30-day holds on people. Like, if you, I think you have to be like related to the person, or you have to be like really close to the people to be able to do this. But there is things that people do that, you know, puts people away, like in a mental like facility, because of, you know, they say they're crazy, or I'm worried about them, or they said this, or they did that, or whatever. I can't think of the name of it, but I'm sure other people know what I'm talking about. There is, like, you know, weird shit that happens to people. They get locked up, they get, you know, sedated. When I came out of that place, the Wyndham Memorial Hospital, I was on all of the medications that I ended up trying to kill myself with. Those, they gave me Buspar, which is like a mood thing. They gave me lithium, which is a mood stabilizer. They gave me Celexa, which is an antidepressant. And then they gave me Seroquel, which is, I'm not even sure what that is. I think they give it to people like a lot, but I think it was for like, originally it was for like seizures or something, but they gave me that and Trazodone, which is like a sleep thing. And so I was taking 100 milligrams of Seroquel at bedtime, 25 milligrams of that Seroquel 3 times a day. I was taking the Buspar in the morning. I was taking the Celexa in the morning. I was taking the Trazodone, like 100 milligram Trazodone at night with the 100 milligram Seroquel at night. The lithium, I think that was also at bedtime, which was like 150 milligrams of that. And, oh, and then they had me on, Suboxone to, you know, get off of drugs. So those, I think, are 8 milligrams or something. I don't know how those are, but, that was what I was on. There may have even been more. I feel like I'm missing out on something because there was a lot, but I'm taking all of that medicine. And I went out and got alcohol, which you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to drink when you are on all of that. But I did. I went and I got alcohol and drank it, like a 6-pack of Twisted Teas or something. And then I remember, I think, I don't know, like, it's kind of a blur to me. All I know is that I was drunk when I did take all of them at one time. And I had just, like, basically got the things filled. Like, there was, like, maybe 2 nights or 3 nights out of the bottles that I had not, you know, finished in one polish. So I got a huge thing of Power C, the vitamin water Power C. And I sat there and I drank that as I took all of the pills, all of them. And I wrote a note and I was like, sorry, blah, blah, blah. I put it on the end of the bed, and then I went to sleep, and I woke up like 3 days later, and this is when I worked for, I think, Red Robin, because when I woke up, I had like somehow done it at a time where like I had those days off from work anyways, so it like worked out good. Like, I didn't get in trouble or lose my job or anything. Like, but when I woke up, the note was still on the foot of the bed. My mother had been down in the room beneath me, like, the whole time. Like, I didn't move for fucking days. She didn't know. She never found out, never realized what happened. I finally, you know, when I got up, my muscles were messed up. Like, I couldn't really walk well because of all of what I had taken. I remember I went downstairs, got a bowl of cereal. And on my way back up the stairs with it, I, like, fell with it and, like, spilt it everywhere. And then, like, even at first, when I first got up to go to the bathroom, I went to go sit to pee, I fell onto the toilet because I had no muscle control over my body. But yeah, I lived through that. Never went to a doctor, never told anybody about it, because I knew if I told anybody, I was going to have to go back into one of those situations that I just came out of. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to stop taking those pills. And I did. I never took anything again because I just got them filled. I can't get them filled again. But I really believe that that medicine added to the fact of me even doing what I did, because when I was a kid, they gave me Prozac and I took them for a little while. And then I remember at one point, like however many were in there, I took all of them as a kid and then nothing happened. Like, I don't know how, I don't know what it is with me not having any reaction, like majorly, to taking massive amounts of shit and trying to die. But somebody is obviously preventing that from happening. The other time that I was pretty sure I was gonna die was when I had relapsed, and it had been like a long time since I had ever done, you know, any type of things. And I got drugs and I did the drugs, and I could tell pretty quickly that, like, oh no, that might have been too much. So I drove back to the work that I was at that time. I went in the back door because I had like keys to the place. So I went in the back door. The people were there cleaning up, and I was like, I told everybody to leave, and they did. And then I just went and laid down on the floor up at the front by the register and fell asleep for a while. And when I woke up, I could hear like the music from like the place next door, and I was like, oh, I'm still alive. But before I fell asleep, when I laid down on the floor, I felt like I could like see like glowy legs, like white glowy like body, you know, like if there was somebody that was glowy. So I don't know if it was spirit or what that was about, or if I was just like hallucinating, but that's all I remember. And knowing that I, you know, slept that off there, and then because of what happened, I never did anything again, you know, like I had been free from it for a while. And, you know, people relapse, people go back. But like, that time almost killed me. So I was like, yeah, I'm good with that. I don't do that again. I don't ever want to feel like that again. So I didn't. But yeah, it's definitely crazy. Like the amount of times that I probably should have died and didn't die. And then, like, again, there's been a lot of things that I've had to do that I didn't want to do because of circumstances that are outside of your control. Like if you, you know, if you have that mental health thing going on and people find out about it, or if they want, if anybody wants you to be doing a certain thing at a certain time and you don't do it the right way, they do take away your rights and your ability to just be like, you know, free and clear out in the world, living your life. I did an outpatient thing for, there's a hospital nearby here. And everybody knows of it as, like, the mentally insane place. Like, the Pembroke Hospital. Everybody, oh, the Pembroke Hospital, crazy people go there. Blah. Everybody has, like, that thing in their head. Well, I've been there, you know? I didn't have to stay for intake, like, being, you know, locked in there. But they have, like, an outpatient program where you go and you have to be a part of this, like, thing. It's, like, 7 to 3 for a few days. I don't even remember, I don't even know what the hell those things were, but basically you had to go and talk and communicate, learn about your shit problem and being sad and trying to like not do that. There was a psychiatrist that prescribed medicine there too. I've always had the problem that the medicine doesn't help me. It made things worse every time they gave me medicine. It was never like a, oh, things got so much better because of it. So that's added to a lot of this, like, seeking an alternate route or, you know, not wanting to do the mainstream type of shit. So, like, when I found Reiki healing, when I found energy healing, sound healing, sound tools, shamanism, the earth medicine, it was like, oh, this is easier, and this doesn't have that, like, side effect of trying to kill yourself, and it's, you know, the ways of the earth. It's like basically how it should be, or how it used to be back before they decided to put all these chemicals into pills and be like, here, try this out. Even when I was a kid and they gave me Prozac that first time, I remember the commercials would be like, if there is a teen or a young adult, the chances of them becoming suicidal or having a bad reaction was very high. So it wasn't like a secret to them. They knew that that was like common. So the fact that they would even prescribe it to a child at 12 is messed up to me. It's like, why would you even take that? Let's just take a risk and see. Same thing with like the medicines that they know cause horrible shit, but it does this one other thing. Well, is there a better way to get that one other thing accomplished than, you know, creating all this other shit that doesn't sound much better? If anything, sounds worse. Like, oh yeah, your desire to live is gonna be gone, but you'll be able to organize your closet. Like, what the fuck? No, I don't want that. I don't care. Leave a closet a mess, man. I don't know. I think there's a lot of weird things that have been created, and there's a lot of other ways to get them. That's the thing, too. Like, people don't realize. Like, I have the migraine magic that I make, which was a thing that I got while I was in the place when I was doing my aromatherapy class. When I was sitting there in a class, Spirit gave me recipes. I have the Palladium Passion one. I have the Migraine Magic one. I had the Earth Goddess one. You know, and the Earth Goddess was like my most popular thing that I made when I was doing in-person stuff. It was like everybody wanted it no matter how I made it. It was like they all loved it. Body butter, spray, oil, however I did it, they would want it. Sugar scrub, salt scrub, whatever. Then the Migraine Magic, anybody who tried that loved it and said it worked. It was like, you know, I'd had people coming back to get more of it. But this is at a time where it was like I was in person with people, you know, it was like you're cool, calm, collected, whatever. When I tried to do things online, you can't like I can't show certain stuff. Like, I can't market things as like, hey, this will heal your headache, or this will help you lose weight. So I have the weight loss one. Can't share that and tell people what it does. Like, you have to, if you do share it or put it out for sale, you have to like call it something else. You can't tell them that it does what it does. You can't make that claim because it's like against the law. Like, the people out there will come get you. It's like you get in trouble for it. But this is the messed up thing, but I can put like my Palladium Passion out there that's like, hey, you want to connect with the star beings? You want to connect with Pleiades? Here you go, get this one, and this will help you to do that. I can do that, no problem, no questions asked. Sure, yeah, okay, sounds cool. But I can't tell you about the benefits of essential oils, which literally there's billions of them, and they literally can be antifungal, anti-inflammatory, anti all of that shit. Headaches, migraines, blood flow, like they all do stuff. They literally like will kill stuff. There was a test for people when they were doing against Lyme disease, right? For like the ticks. There was three different types of antibiotics, right? They put three different antibiotics together, still didn't kill the little fucker, but they used, like, I think it was garlic or something like that, like garlic essential oil, and that killed it. By itself, killed it over the three that couldn't do it together, which is what medical mainstream, you know, that's what they want to give to you to heal this shit, but they won't let you use the stuff that actually works, that's natural, doesn't have any side effects, isn't going to keep you a lifelong customer of, you know, medicine, which is what they look for. And there's so many people with diagnosis now that I don't even think they actually have. I think, like, whatever they've got themselves for medicine has created more problems for them. So it's like this whole system. It's like the Ponzi scheme, but they're just gonna keep adding on to it. People don't realize, like, you're making yourself sick by trying to help yourself with this shit that they're giving to you. But the natural alternative route isn't allowed to even tell you that it does what it does. Like, the big company there that does essential oils, they got in trouble. They had to change a whole bunch of shit. So now, like, their entire line is like, oh, feels fun, nice, easy breezy. Like, they try to let you know, like, hey, this one will help you with a certain thing, but you gotta, like, read between the lines, because they can't come out flat out and say, this will help with, like, allergies, or antihistamine, or killing bacteria, or antifungal, or lowering your blood pressure, lowers your, like, your temperature. If you have a high fever, it can help you with that. There's so many things. Some of them are warming, some of them are cooling, some of them are, you know, there's craziness, like, to see how much things are possible with just, like, even one kind. Some of them are more potent than others, some of them do more than others, some of them are aphrodisiacs, some of them are, you know, good for, you know, weird stuff, but for the most part, it doesn't matter, because nobody can even, like, give it to you without getting in trouble. So, do your research, you know, when you find out something or you're dealing with something, like, don't be so quick to just go take some medicine from the chemical land. Because it may hurt you worse than what would be available to you otherwise. Just recently, Sadie Lady, one of my dogs, she's older. I don't like taking them to the vet when they're older, because it seems like they die every time you do. Or they're like, oh, we're going to put it down. We don't have any other fucking way to help. You know, it's like, if you don't have $10,000 to waste on looking at all the possible things that could maybe possibly, we don't know, then they just, like, want to put the dog down. Well, I could tell she pulled her, like, neck muscles, because my dad had put a ramp up on our steps, but it was angled a little too high, so I think when she went down, she just did something that she's never done before, like her muscles. Like, we've all been there. So I massaged her for like 3 days. I did like the high frequency music for muscles specifically. Like, there's tones, there's music out there you can play specifically to help with certain things, like nerve pain or muscle pain or headache or whatever it is that you can think of. There's like a frequency sound that will bring balance to that. So playing that, and then I got Arnica oil, which was like a certain one that was all safe. Like, I saw a vet who's on YouTube talking and telling you how you can help your dog with specifically, like, the muscle problem. He was saying how Arnica is one of the best ones to do. So I tried it out. You gotta trust the vet that's on there trying to help people. And within like a couple of days, she was fine again. But I know a lot of people would panic and just, like, run in, and who knows what would be the outcome, because they don't seem to, unless you have infinite amount of money, they don't seem to really want to, like, take all these extra plans or giving you, like, you know, ways to do it without spending a fortune a lot of times. So, even with that, you know, never underestimate the power of, like, love and your healing touch, you know, like, massaging her. I could tell, like, she was having, like, little spasms in her neck. But I was just, like, naturally doing what I felt guided to do. And then I saw there's, like, little points that you can push on them, like, different points on the body, the back leg. Like, there's that weird, like, skin that is in the back of their back legs. It's kind of like I don't even know how to explain it. I'd have to show people. But if you put your fingers in there, it's like one of those spots that we have, like, you know, for, what do you call, oh my god, I can't even think. It's like, I don't know. It does something. It's like a spot. You push it on people, you push it on pets, you push it somewhere. It's like a pressure point, and it releases stuff. That's where they have it on the dogs. So, you know, Google sometimes. Look things up. Watch a couple of videos. See if you can find a way to help without, you know, breaking the bank or using things that are not good to use. I already had medicine here that they give to the Dash Hounds a lot because the Dash Hounds are known to have back problems. And, like, I have a friend that has a bunch of them, or has had many of them throughout the years, too. And anytime I have something going on with any of mine, they'll offer, hey, do you have blah, blah, like the certain pill that is usually prescribed for the dogs of that breed for the problem that can happen commonly. So it's like, any Dash Hound owner has it on, like, stock in hand. Gave her that, too, which I'm sure, you know, could have helped. But you could tell, like, when she was on it, she would be all like, just more prone for an accident because she gets all gloopy, can't think straight, she's like discombobulated. But then, like, the arnica oil, the massage, the music, like, she would relax instantly. With the medicine, she was still all tense, her shoulders were all pulled back, her head, like, her ears put pointing in a weird way, like, you could tell she's in pain because of the way her ears were and shit. But when I put the music on, do the massage with the arnica oil, and, you know, give her some heated pad, or I was going back and forth between the heating pad and the ice pack, she would release all of her tension pretty quickly. It got better pretty quickly, as soon as I started, integrating those things into it. So, sometimes we have the better options, or we'll just know our pets better than maybe what would be recommended to us by somebody that's a complete stranger, doesn't really care about what's going on with you and your situation. But, yeah. Hopefully this has helped somebody in some way. I do have a sale on my Etsy right now. There's a 15% off going on for anybody who shops in the store. I've been trying to add more stuff. I have crystals that I've got to add. I have some like seven chakra sets that I made, where there's the selenite base and then all of the different seven stones for each of the chakras. I have peach selenite that I've got to post. I have a tantric twin angel aura crystal, quartz crystal. I have the hematoid ones. I have tons of quartz, tons of everything. I wish there was an easier way to make it available to people rather than making little listings, but it doesn't seem like there is. So, I mean, I could do lives, but it's like getting them up or being in the place, the right place with the right people at the right time type of thing. You know, and then it's like overwhelming for the person doing it too. So, I don't know. If anybody has an idea or if anybody wants to know of what else I have, you could let me know. And yeah, thank you so much. Good day. Namaste.